Trials and tribulations. What is it about? What is it about the trials, the fiery trials? What is it about the fiery trials and tribulations in your life that you don't like? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What is it about the fiery trials and tribulations in your life that you don't like? You know, it reminds me of the statement, what is it about no that you don't understand? You know, it's like, there's some things that we don't understand. And this is what this message is about, understanding fiery trials and tribulations. Why do good people suffer hell? Why does trouble come into people's lives? So we have the book of Job. Wonderful man of God, believed God, was holy, and I guess you could say he paid his tithes and then some. Every day, all the time, he would be sacrificing. He was a rich man. And I don't know if that has much to do about it, but maybe the rich are supposed to give a lot. So this guy, he gave a lot. And it doesn't mean that the poor people aren't supposed to give, because the widow with her two mites, she gave more than everybody else. Because she gave her food stamp card. She gave her what her need. She gave her daily bread. She gave her everything. She forsook all for the cause of Christ. And that's what Jesus said, unless you forsake all, you cannot be my disciple. That's the kind of devotion, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, all your might and all your strength, which includes all your money. That's the first commandment. And so why do we have trials, fiery trials and tribulations? It's to bring us to our knees. God wants to have a relationship with us, and we asked for it. We found out we were sinners, and we want a relationship with God, and so we asked for Jesus to save us. And you know, the way that Jesus saves us is by his blood as a sacrifice for our sins, and by his Spirit living in us, giving us the strength to live a holy life and to do the Father's will, even if it kills us. He makes us able to say, Father, thy will be done. Not my will, Father, but thy will be done. And it's wonderful. The salvation that God has to offer is wonderful. But when we ask for Jesus, we really don't have a clue. Most of us aren't taught that when you ask for Jesus, you get Jesus. And he moves into your life and becomes your life. The life of the Son of God. He says in John 17 that, Father, I give them my glory. And he's talking about the position of the Son he gives to us, that we might call our Father, God, our Father. He puts us in the position of calling God our Father, because the Spirit of the Son of God is in us. And he brings the position of the Son of God with him. And that is in us, in our heart, that we might cry out, Abba Father, thy will be done, even if it kills me. Of course, that takes some growing up, and this is some meat, and you got to chew it up and swallow it, and it might take a while for you to digest it and make it until it becomes strength to your bones and health to your flesh. And so that you can walk this walk of Christ in you, which is our hope of glory.